السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. We have honorable guest today, Mufti Muhammad Najib Khan Sahib, who is the principal of the Hira Foundation School in Karachi. Moana is also the Sharia advisor for the Islamic banks. Also, Moana graduated from Faisalabad and he did it takhassus from Darulum Karachi under the auspices of Mufti Rafi Osmani and Mufti Taqi Osmani. So we are fortunate that Moana will speak to us. Alhamdulillah, he speaks English. He was also instrumental in Australia on behalf of education and ta'aleem. So we're fortunate that he will share some of his words of wisdom with us. Moana se darkhas hai ki aap aaye, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and elders, respected ulama ikram, I am fortunate that alhamdulillah had a chance to share my some views with you. Although mashallah you people have such a place that mashallah always you hear a lot of bayanat and lot of mawa'iz. Today, I will share the only one thing. And this is that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us such a religion, such a deen, that which is the solution of every single part of life. And nothing Allah mentioned for any other book, like Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in this Quran, that Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati. Takmiluddin is such a thing which sometime we have to understand that what does it mean. You know, humanity, they grew up gradually. They brought up gradually. Human being was a child when he came in the time of Adam alayhi salam. The mentality of the human being was so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the ahkamat according to the mentality. So nothing was much ahkamat was there. Some ahkamat was there definitely, but not too much. The proper ahkamat of tawheed started from the Nuh alayhi salam. And then they came up the other ahkamat also. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam came, some ahkamat was Ibrahim alayhi salam was also there. And then when Anbiya Akram alayhi salam came to Bani Israel, and then Bani Israel comes, the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam was actually. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the real ahkamat, Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, it came the ahkamat. Salat was also mentioned. Hukum came, you build your houses towards Qibla. Qibla was mentioned to them. And some other ahkamat also revealed to them. And then when Isa alayhi salam came, so Isa alayhi salam didn't came with the new ahkamat, so new revelations. Therefore, Isa alayhi salam used to say that my example is like a shepherd. And he used to collect the scattered goods who were, one lamb went there, one lamb went there. So Isa alayhi salam didn't came with the something. Therefore, happened. Then when the Christians, they got first the government and they conquered this Constantinople first, and the church got the government, and it was after the 200 years of Isa alayhi salam, departure of the Isa alayhi salam, and the church got the government, and the king supposed to ask from the government, every government supposed to ask from the church every single thing. And they did ask. So they had some solutions, but for some they don't have. And king could not take any single step unless he asked from church. So what happened? Then it happened, then they gave the authority to church. Now, okay, you go and make mashwara with God, that what we supposed to do now in this situation. That made the open the door of all fitan in Christianity actually. And it happened, it mentioned, if you go through, not the time, it will give you the some historical evidences, how they used to make the mashwara, and they used to went in the tent, and they used to, the rain came, and then hopin, and they said, now this hukum revealed, and this hukum revealed, and the time began, and then some was the pious, and then after that the other people came in the church, and then who said that if you will not follow, the king will not follow. The first thing of this bid'ati, the heretic, it came from the Christianity at that time. They go, okay, now the king will be heretic. He's supposed to hang down now. He's not following the church, okay, he will be hanged. And then church, so many things come, because they don't have a solutions of so many things. They don't have, it was not the complete things was there. The difference between Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Isa alayhi salam, if all the time of Fatra is 500 years. After 500 years, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. That was the time when humanity grew up. Allah revealed the complete ahkamat in those. Definitely, gradually, but revealed the complete deen of deen. But for this complete deen, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the one effort, and that was the effort to create the capacity in the companions, capacity of a submission. Submitting themselves. Which is the original meaning of Islam. Not only they're supposed to ask that, okay, what is the commandment? How we supposed to do this commandment? When we supposed to do this commandment? That's it. That's it. Why we supposed to do this? No. Don't ask this thing. When, how, what, that's it. Why? Nothing. This is called submission, which is called taslim, istislam. Tafweez. Whatever I have to follow. This capacity grew up in the Sahaba. And all these 23 years was the effort, and when they got it, this capacity, which was the real capacity was there, so after 23 years, and the post-graduation ceremony of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala ajmain, what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also revealed, and Sahaba also asked was asked also the questions from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You always heard from the ulama the question, what they ask about that, what is this day, where we are. But very simple questions was there. You see, they were in Ahram, they were standing on the Arfat, they know what the day is. But people of fiqh of seerah said one cheap thing, that why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was testing the capacity of the submitting. And Sahaba was ready to say that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that this is not the day, this is night, okay, we'll say, okay, this is night. This is not the day of Arfat, okay, this is not the day of Arfat. Now we are not in Hajj, we will say, okay, we are not in Hajj. That was the submission. And this is the demand. This is the demand. Why? You know, because wahi is such a thing, we cannot evaluate wahi according to our level. Why we supposed to do this thing? Ibn Khuldun, rahmatullah alayh, gave the very good example. He said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created the whole, this world. Whole world Allah created. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created the all created. Allah created the human being also. To get the benefit from this whole world, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave you some sources of the knowledge also, through which you can get them. The first source of knowledge which you have is your senses. You can get the benefit from the senses. But all these senses are the very limited source of knowledge. My eye can see this is the wall, the color is the off-white, is far or close. But why this wall has been built in up? We don't know. This is not the limit, this is the limitation of the eye. I cannot give you answer of this one. So your sighting power cannot give you answer why this wall has been built. Is the divider, is the four wall, or what it is? Nothing. Then Allah give you the second source of knowledge, which is the source of knowledge is the akhal. Rational, you can find out why it is. What it is. The problem with humanity from early ages till qiyamah will be that they will think that aqal is the ultimate source of knowledge which we have. This is the disaster. Aqal is not the ultimate. It is also have some limitations. Beyond the limitations, it can't give you answer. Allah created whole this world. There is a creator. There is a sustainer. Aqal can give you answer of this one. You have to. Therefore, ulama usuliyin, they wrote this mas'ala that if any place message wasn't sent of tawheed, still they have to follow tawheed. All these signs are showing that there is the creator. There is a creator. But there are some questions. That why Allah created us? At the moment Allah is happy with me or not? What's life after death? What's life after death? What is ba'as ba'd al-maut? What is these answers? Science is unable, aqal is unable to give the answer. Unable to give the answers of these ones. Where the aqals become defeated, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you the third source of knowledge, ultimate source of knowledge, which is wahi. The proper guidance from the creator to creation. That this is the path, you have to follow this path. Therefore, it comes the word we use, you know the word you always heard, sharia, sharia, sharia. What's sharia? Sharia is the, linguistically, is the path which goes towards the water. So, it is the path which goes towards the akhirah, towards the happiness, the rada of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you cannot get this path. You cannot come on this path unless you have to depart from the path of desires. The day you will depart, the day you will arrive on the path of sharia. This both departure and arrival will be the same time. But submitting, what Allah is saying, this is the afiyat, iffat, success lies in this, what the commandment of Allah at this moment. This is the success in this. Although, rationally I am understanding it or not understanding, you don't worry about it. You know, these laws of the world, they are the very simple ones. Our Shaykh Munataki Sahib used to give the very good example. He used to say, even these laws, they don't allow you that you start evaluating the law according to your rationals. You know, I give you a simple example. They made the law, traffic law. When the red light turn on, you have to stop. When the green light go, you go. What's the rationale behind it? No accidents are there. You only have a few places in the Durban, the camera. But when you go to Europe, every day they have a camera. Like you are going in the night, 12 o'clock, and the lights turn on, the red light, and the road is empty. Do the law allow you? Now you play your rationale. No, actually law was built because of this, that accident should happen, so I should cross the road now. Camera will not understand your this rationalism. It still spark, it will still, the bell will come at your home. And these simple laws are not giving you that you start rationing. So how come you can rationalize all this ahkamat of wahi? Oh, actually, you know, that was the law was built, but that was the 1400 years ago when Sahaba was, you know, nothing was there, economics was not like this, finance was not like this, this and that, all these rationalism things. Start evaluating. It's like the Mashayikh used to give example to weighing a wahi on the weighing scale of your little aqal, same, you know, you people are more traders. You know the weighing scale of the gold and silver? It's always from the tola, masha, rati. It's a small one. If you put the mountain on the weighing scale of gold, if you want to weigh on the weighing scale of gold, you put the whole mountain, what will happen? What will happen? Give me an answer, what will happen? You can get the weight? So what will happen? Weighing scale will break. The same happened with human beings also always. When they start evaluating the ahkamat of wahi on the rationalism, they will go astray. Hukum will be as it is. Wahi nudging, they will go astray. Insan gumrah ho jayega, hukum apni jagah baki rahega. Woh bhi bhatak jayega. This all happening till now with us. The problem with us, we only see the zahir, we don't see the batin. All this tafweez, we don't know what Allah is. Success is only lies what Allah is saying. Hold this story of Surah Kahf with Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam. What was it? That Musa, what you are seeing is not the actual thing. Whatever Khizr was doing, what are you doing, man? Killing the man? The boat was going properly and what are you doing? Stop. You don't know what's the story behind it. All this stuff. So we have to make one intention at least, that inshallah the success is lies only in this one. In our businesses, in our life, wherever any single part of, there are akamat is there. Just you have to make little effort, go to alim, go to mufti, ask, submit your whole 24 hours life that I am doing this, please give me the guidance, that it is according to the ahkamat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the method of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunan of Nabi Kareem or not. All 24 hours you will get the reward of ibadat. All 24 hours. There are every single moment, hukum is there. I am standing here, there is a hukum. It's mutawajjah towards me. I am entering at the home, there is a hukum. I am come out from the home, there is a hukum. I am entering the mosque, there is a hukum. I am going out, there is a hukum. I am sitting on a shop, there is a hukum. I am lending money, there is a hukum. I am taking money, there is a hukum. I'm buying and selling, there is a hukum. What's supposed to give first? The money or the thing? What's supposed to give first? How I have to, every single hukum is there. Either you are losing or either you are getting. Auditors are with you, no problem, don't worry about it. There's audit is there. They are checking. They balance, either you are crediting or you are debiting. Credit, debit, it's going on. Every single moment, either some things are coming or something is going on. Every single moment. This is called. And therefore, Mashayikh used to say, the conclusion of all this Sharia is, I give you my English is very weak, sorry. I give you an Urdu, the thing, quote, what they normally quote. Har aan har ghadi, Allah ke jitne ahkamat hain, unko Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke tariqe se pura karna. Every single moment I have to find out what's the hukum of Allah. Hal ka amar, what Allah is wanting from me in this moment? I have to find, and solution is there. If we will follow this one, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us all the bounties which is only can get from the God gifted things. Iffat, afiyah, sukoon, chain, tamaniya, barakah, all these six things you never can get from your means of dunya. You can get drowsiness from the tranquilizers, never can get the content of qalb. No matter you eat tranquilizers, you keep the Valiums, you take Lexotenals, but it will make your drowsiness more. No, it's not the afiyah, it's not the tamaniyatul qalb. Tamaniyatul qalb lies only to follow the commandments of Allah. That's it. What Allah wants from me now. Right now, what Allah? I'm sitting in a mosque, what Allah wants from me? I'm standing in front of Allah in Salat, what Allah wants from me? Allah is watching me. What I'm saying, Allah is listening. My ears are closer than your ears. What I'm thinking about you, what you are thinking about me, Allah knows this thing. Alimum bizat is sudur. It's nothing which can be hidden. It's nothing. The time is coming when balance sheet will be open. Therefore, Mufassireen mention, Sahaba used to say, Akhwaful ayah fil Quran. The fearest one is the one. What Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. اخوفُ الآية سب سے خوفناک آیت اگر قرآن میں ہے تو وہ یہ ہے. For every single tiny deed you will be asked. Tumar ask even for the cold water? Yes, it is the bounty even for the cold water. So such type of audit is coming very close. They are not far from there. So we have to think all these things. In dealings, when you are dealings between each other, also. Sometimes I close my, but yesterday there was one debating, I just give you, some people have in public dealings, and they think very, this is the one of the frequent asked question people say this thing to me. I give you one very fundamental usul of deen. And it is that we have a two type of dealings. One is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and one between human beings. The dealing which is lies between Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and me is all based on my intention here. And even though if I missed out wrongly from my tongue, but my heart is saying I'm praying Zohar, my heart is saying it is Zohar, everything, but comes out Asar, no problem. My zakat is intention. Whenever I'm giving money, should make intention of zakat. Intention is when I'm performing salat, saum, hajj, all intentions. Tongue is additional part. It's not necessary that you have to, but important thing here. But when I'm dealing between each other, then intention doesn't work. What your words are coming out from your tongue. This is important thing. This is important. The car was standing with Maulana's house. I went there. I said, Maulana, I like this car. Please, can you sell me? And I said, yes, Maulana Mufti, you came. Why not? I should sell you. I'm giving you this one. No problem. 5,000. I said, fine. And after a while, another person came to Maulana Dao. They said, please, can you give me a car to 6,000? He said, no, Mufti Saab came to me yesterday. And he said, no, I sold it already. Fine. And tomorrow I came, and Maulana said, please, Mufti Saab, are you ready? Inshallah. Oh, no, Maulana, I was just joking. What does it mean, man, joking? No, I don't have the intention actually, but I said to you, but I didn't have, what does it mean? It's the major sin, kabira, kabair, minal kabair. We have to keep the words, man. We have to keep the words. You said. What does it mean, intention? A person is giving a divorce, but saying, no, I was joking. I was joking, man. No intention was there. I was angry, actually. My Sheikh Mufti Azhar Ali used to say one thing. Ever in a life you heard that people give a divorce happily, enjoyingly, nothingly? No, nothing, never. So this is the very fundamental thing. You have to understand. In muamalat, in dealings, in contracts, when you are doing. Sometimes we missed out. We landed out. Just a bubbly thing. No, inshallah, aapko mujh pe aitbaar nahi hai. Yes, yes, I have, yes. Why you are saying this? No, this is a hukum, man. It's not the do with the aitbaar you have. You rely on me or not. Hukum is there. I have to get the reward of this when I'm lending you. I want to get the reward of this one. It's nothing. I'm not saying that you will be a reliable person or not reliable person. But this is the hukum is there like this. This is called submitting yourselves. Submitting. The capacity of submission, tafweez. The other part of tafweez is also there. When circumstances comes, how our reaction should be. But at least, when I'm saying that Islam is the solution for everything, so at least my practical life should show all these things. That really I understand this thing that Islam gives the solution of everything. And main thing is, ibadat is only 25%. Your 75% is all ma'amalat. Shall we ever get the chance to sit with any mufti? So over all 24 hours dealing that I'm doing this, can you show me? That what is correct and what is wrong? And you are getting reward on it. You are just taking a phone and giving, angels are making dua for you. You are in the path of Allah. Angels, your weightage is going higher and higher and higher. How much time you will get to just ring him and please, I can do it or not? That much reward you will get. فَسَأَلُوا حَلَى الزِّكْرَ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You ask, Allah said. So we always have to ask from ourselves, ask daily, on daily basis, evaluate ourselves. Do we have this capability and capacity of this tafweez? Submitting ourselves properly? This is the demand of the day. And when this thing will be go out from the ummah, then it will be disaster. Not only the disasters what we will not get out the barakat, but also physically you will feel so many disasters. All these things, depressions and this and that, whatever. It's nothing, it's only the quality which is missing out is the tafweez. Everybody wants to be on the path of desires. Choose the destination of there and want to reach there. I don't know how they will reach there. How you can reach there? Destination is to choose the path of the desires and want to reach the path of akhirah. No, you have to depart from here, then you will arrive here. This is the thing. May Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon it. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepts our all this effort. So first we have to, intentionally, ulama's not used to give them the affidavits, please sign this affidavit, now I will do this, nothing. It's between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You said intentionally that, oh Allah, please give me tawfiq, I am weak also. Please give me tawfiq. From your tawfiq I can do, otherwise I can't do anything. Please give me tawfiq that I follow such a path which make that you become razi from this. Aisi zindagi guzarne ki tawfiq den, jisse aap razi ho jayen. Aap razi ho jayen. We don't know, but Allah ایسی توفیق ہے. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.